What's your thoughts after that, James?
Galway would deserve out of the game. That's my thoughts.
Because how did it get away from you?
Well, you seen the game, like I seen the game, we weren't clinical enough. You don't take your chances, you don't win games of football, it's as simple as that. We didn't take our chances. I'll let their credit, we're better than us in the ball, and we're really poor. If we like to paper over it, which we're not going to do, then we can make excuses, but we were ridiculously poor today, all over the pitch. Got what we deserved, and we're out of the cup.
The equaliser seems to take the steam out of us.
No, not at all. We don't take the first chance, and first half they were reckless on the ball, were poor, were negative again, going back to what we spoke about East Fife, very negative, poor. I can't say we were better than Alo. I can't say anything like that. I can't say the equaliser took the steam out of it, because for minute one we were poor all over the pitch. Now, and looking, if it's a case here that he's wanting me to come up and lie, it's not the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell the truth, and we were poor and we got what we deserved out of the game, which was not enough to take us through in the cup.
Did create a lot of chances, or why do you think it just didn't go for you, any of the chances, the other ones that you didn't score?
I don't know how I can answer that question.
Sorry.
How can you pick them up from this?
The footballers, when they get back on the grass at the start of the week, the league starts now, we're bitterly disappointed. I said at the start I wanted to go through in this cup, we had a great chance to go through, and we've cost ourselves a place in the next round of the cup. Nobody else. We've cost ourselves a place in it, collectively. We've cost ourselves a place in the next round of the cup, and it hurts, but we'll see how they react now, because it's a team that have been hurting for a relegation, and you see maybe a wee bit why, but now it's our job as coaches and a management team to pick them up, and I'll lower back here next week. But certainly we need to be, it's a common occurrence and it's something we're working on. But you go to East Fife, you look at that game, you look at Bucky, you look at Ross County, what cost is for having a much better goal difference, and what cost is for getting a result in Dingwall was the fact that we're not ruthless enough to take chances. That's been the case throughout the full pre-season, and it's frustrating, and they're working hard on it, but we need to be better at it.
It's a stern warning given that Alloa are your next opponents next Saturday.
Well, they're going to be a good side, we know that. Every team in that's what it's going to be like. Every team in this league's going to be really tough, and if they think otherwise, then they'll not be in the team, or if they've shown performances like that, they'll not be in the team. It's a pity at the minute I've not got the tools to just go and swap it around as much as I would like, but that's the way it is at the minute, and we've got to deal with it. I've got to take my fair share of today as well, but as I say, when you don't put the ball in the net, and Dennis has one save other than their goal, and they're clearing balls off the line, they're making saves, but it's like that old pass that nearly gets here and everybody shouts it's a good ball. It's not a good ball if it doesn't get there, and it's not a good strike unless it hits the back of the net, and unless it's a worldy save, and I don't think there were many of them today. The goalkeeper done a decent enough job, but we were poor in front of goal again.
Was it that sharpness in the final third? How do you get that into them then? Is it repetition? Is it?
Yeah, it's working with them, and it's even believing that they can score goals. We've got four very good strikers at the club. We've got good attacking midfielders at the club. We're a threat for set plays, but to be successful, you've got to be ruthless, you've got to be horrible. Like we've seen it against Bucky, and that was a warning sign. After 15 minutes, it should have been 4-0 here against Bucky, and we let them off the hook. And it looks okay because you go and win the game 5-0, but no. You see what Ross County do to them today. Like Ross County done last week, they were ruthless with their only chance. They put 7 past Bucky today, and that's the difference maybe from a top-level team or a team in the top of the leagues in Scotland for all the others. And to get where you want to be, or to be successful in any league, any cup, you need to take your chances. Sometimes it's one chance that you make in a game. But for us, unfortunately, there's been probably double figures in terms of chances, and certainly five or six clear-cut chances in every game we've played, and I include Ross County in that. And we've not been clinical enough. And that's the team. That's a full team. That's not just the strikers. That's a full team. But when they're not doing that right, then you're susceptible to conceding an equaliser. 1-0 is horrible at the time, particularly when you're creating chances. And again, it's frustrating, it's for another set play. Something we're working really hard on, but Cass, we'll continue to do it. It's early, our ideas are getting across, and at the minute it's not quite where we want it to be, but that was always going to be the case. We're just in the door. Cheers, thank you.